My name is Franklin Mukakanga of the Ila Tribe of Southwest Zambia. I represent the WTM Center in Zambia's capital, Lusaka. In October 2016, which is about 3 months ago now, I downloaded Freedom, the End of the Human Condition, from the WTM's website, after coming across an online advertisement offering a free copy. As it turns out, Freedom is biologist Jeremy Griffith's definitive work on the human condition. Anyway, within 5 weeks I devoured the book from cover to cover, as well as a lot of his earlier writing, and found his explanation of the human condition not only answered so many questions about us as a species, but also explained me as an individual in ways that nothing else had done before. And it did it so thoroughly that it completely rewired my understanding of the world and immediately begun stilling my mind and healing my soul. Freedom deals with subjects as diverse as why we as a species are so divisive and destructive, how and why we adopt the way of living that inevitably leads us to being egotistical and hungry for fame, hungry for glory, why the sexes are at war, why the different races or people groups of the world are so different and interact the way they do, the origin, nature, purposes, and roles of religion and science, and how they fit into the human journey. The path to reconciliation of ourselves with ourselves and with the wider world. This seminal work inspired such a regeneration within me and sparked such hope for humanity's future that I could not sit on the sidelines and watch humanity hurtling towards self-destruction anymore. Finally, I had the answer to my own and the world's troubled situation. The answer that, though challenging and potentially confronting, as all truth must be, was at the same time transforming. I started sharing what I'd learned with my friends, my colleagues, and even my children, and the lights I saw coming on in their eyes as they grasped these understandings and the deep changes taking place within them and myself as a result of coming into contact with this information inspired me to open a World Transformation Center in Lusaka. If everyone could get this reconciling understanding, we could restore humanity's alienated soul and save the human race from destroying itself. I had to do my part. In working as part of the WTM, I'm helping to bring true healing and transformation to the world, most especially to Africa, where I live, where the ravages of poverty, HIV, and inequality make life a living hell for the vast majority of people, and where the struggle to make sense of our lot leads to such despondency and dysfunction. Knowledge is power, and no knowledge is more powerful than self-knowledge. As a Bantu man, or an African man, depending on your choice of terminology, born and living in a country once colonized by the British, like so many, I had no love for the Caucasian race. I didn't hate them. I just hated what they had done and continue to do to my people in the process of bringing us civilization. It was incredible then to read Jeremy's compassionate, first principle-based explanation of the differences between the races. I learned that these differences exist because each race has had a different level of exposure to humanity's psychologically upsetting but heroic search for self-understanding. As these different degrees of exposure that have directed the ways in which different races behave, both amongst themselves and towards others. Well, when I learned this, all the negative feelings I'd harbored for many, many years about the more upset races from more advanced civilizations, such as the Caucasians, immediately melted away. Jeremy had so fully and accountably explained our racial differences that it healed my inner resentment of colonizing Brits and, by extension, of the Caucasian race and others, cutting like a hot knife through butter. It even made me aware of my own race's oppression of other races such as the Kung Bushmen. From my own experience, I can thus say with absolute certainty that as the word gets out, freedom will provide the key to healing poor or strained race relations throughout the world. Basically, this understanding of the human condition will end all prejudices like racism forever. It's so exciting to think about what the world is going to be like when this understanding becomes widely known and understood. Because it is going to bring about a world that is harmonious, healed, and transformed, which is the glorious home our species deserves at the end of its journey to self-understanding. Freedom is a phenomenal, far-reaching work whose value, especially at this point in Earth's history, cannot be overstated. And I'm excited about being a part of WTM's momentous project.